Being Wagner, The Triumph of the Will, by Simon Callow.
This book has been kindly donated to RNIB, free of charge by HarperCollins. We are very grateful for this generosity, which enables us to make more high-quality, unabridged audiobooks available to blind and partially sighted people.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Only those friends, however, who feel an interest in the man within the artist are capable of understanding him. Richard Wagner, A Communication to My Friends, 1851. Foreword. In the summer of 2012, Caspar Holton, then artistic director of the Royal Opera House in London, asked me to create a show to celebrate the Wagner bicentenary. I threw myself at the vast literature and emerged astounded at what I had found. I knew his work very well, had been a Wagnerian since early adolescence, knew all about Leitmotiven and the Tristan chord, but apart from his notorious anti-Semitism, I knew remarkably little about the man, his vast intellectual scope, his rascally sex life, his revolutionary politics, his heroic struggle to create Bayreuth. In particular, I knew nothing about his quite extraordinary personality. I determined to put what I had discovered into the one-man show I was evolving, with the result that the text that I read out on the first day of rehearsals lasted 4 hours. People came and went, had lunch, returned, and came back to find me still droning on. I couldn't bear to leave anything out. The moment we started rehearsing, of course, pretty well the whole of that text was jettisoned. With light, images...